Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Isaac from 2 days.
Hello, hello.
Isaac by phone.
Yes, yes, I'm still denied from being in your presence by like 12
one day,
hours.
Yeah. Hey, now Isaac, we spoke to you last year about this. This is an annual compilation of music which is made in 48 hours.
Yes, it's certainly turning annual. I had a break in between 2018 and this year, and I can't remember why, but I expect it'll be back next year, and it's definitely here this year.
Shit, was it 2 years ago you came in and talked about this?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I've
wow.
been in with other stuff.
Okay.
You know, and I try and make an impression when I come in, so.
I remember you fondly.
Yes.
You're the one with the hair, right?
Oh. Yes. It grows back quickly.
Hey, this is a part one, part two. It's like a sort of double vinyl, I guess, at the end of the day. Is that?
Yeah, well, there's actually 2 more weeks to go as well. There's like 34 tracks.
Whoa.
We're putting out an album every week.
Strong.
Yeah. So there's a lot to get through for avid listeners of the best New Zealand music around.
Come on.
How did the selection process go for... Who did you invite to submit tracks for this?
Yeah, well, I invited everyone. Mm-hmm. It's still at the stage where I'm kind of going out and selecting the people I want to be involved and approaching people. Originally, I was going to have 20 was the plan. And then with the lockdown happening, I actually kind of took advantage of that. And being the creative myself, I knew that people were kind of, they might need a distraction. And might have a bit more time on their hands. So I actually ended up reaching out to quite a few people. And we ended up with 34 people. And they all, so what happened is they all did it over the same weekend, but all separately doing their own thing. But from, they all sat down, I think, the last weekend of April from Friday till Sunday, over 48 hours. And by then they had to get all their tracks into me.
Sick. So definitely, yeah. definitely follows the format of the film festival.
Yes, definitely. And It's like that, but with way less rules at this stage.
Right, you don't have like a, oh, you've got to write a song about a pop school that tries to save the world kind of thing.
No, not yet. people have asked me about that, but to be fair, like, it's already exciting enough for me having just people make music and have it come in that I don't, like, in 48 hours. But people are generally impressed by that, so I'll wait for that impressiveness to wear off before I introduce new things.
Right on.
Now, you have gone ahead and picked a Surinanka track, which is appearing on the second part of this 2 days compilation. This is a great tune, mate.
He gets around, old Surinanka. He's the sound guy to everyone and also drops mint tracks. So,
yeah, I've been a big fan of his since Beach Pigs were touring with like a Lizard and Lizard and Rackets way back in the day.
That's right. Is he drummer for Beach Pigs?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And then from that caught on to I think that track Early that he produced a wee while back. And ever since then, I've just been a massive fan. And he was definitely one of the people I really, really wanted to get involved because I just wanted new music from him as a fan. So I'm really, really glad.
Perfect. Shall we get into it? This is a Waxing Gibbous. Is that how you say that?
Waxing Gibbous, I think. Yeah.
Right on.
A moon thing.
Let's get it. Thank you. Surinanka coming in hot with the Blade Runner vibes, fair to say.
Isaac, did he give you any sort of background on the track or any sort of bio?
I made this in 48 hours.
aside from making it 48 hours, I know that he has a very nice synthesizer called an Analog 4 Mark II by a company called Electron. And I know that all of those synth sounds, from the bass all the way through, everything but the drums, was made on that one synthesizer.
Cool. Very nice. Gives it a solid synergy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think as a drummer himself, it always gives you an edge coming to electronic music. It's just so good at making grooves and
placement.
Such good groove on that track.
Yeah, for sure. That's number one on part two of 2 days 2020. Tracks made in 48 hours, which I do believe carry the four. Yeah, that's 2 days.
You can find this on Spotify? Anywhere else?
Yeah,
mate?
So the best way to keep up with it is either on Instagram or Facebook. Just
for what's
under
up?
2 days, T-W-O and then D-A-Z-E. But if you search 2 days 2020 on Spotify, you find the album. Or you can go to my artist page, which is Harko, H-A-H-K-O. And I have a full playlist on that page of all the songs that have been released each week. They come out, they get added to it.
Have you slipped a track in your compilation at all?
Yeah, so the first time around I didn't. This year I got into it.
I feel
so
like
yeah,
you got it. You kind of got it.
Yeah, I'm coming in next week. Well, it turns out there's not much to do for that 48 hours if you're organising it.
Right.
Because everyone's too busy
you're just
making
waiting,
music. So,
just steepling
yeah, so
your fingers.
So I thought I might as well get into it.
Nice one.
Now the next track you've selected is by Tay and Baby Girl. Baby Girl.
Yes.
Why?
An absolute banger.
Do you know anything about this song?
I know that it's a BB Girl beat and that they did it together.
Is it on part one by any chance?
It is on part one.
Okay, I'll just go and find
and it. And I know, and that's what I know about the track. I love it though. It's my slice of kind of like pop banger. It reminds me of like Destiny's Child, but produced by Run the Jewels. That's how I described it to a friend.
Far out, you were in trouble for a second, and then it just got sweet. I was like,
yeah, which is like the best parts of both of those. I really enjoy it. And Tay is one of the returning artists. She did the very first 2 days in 2018, did a track released, made with her and Leaping Tiger, did one together. I think it actually made it onto the top 10 at some stage.
Yeah, for sure. But both Tay and BB Girl are no strangers to BFM. I think we've had both of them actually on Drive as well. So
yeah, so it was a real pleasure to have them back.
This one's called XO. I'm assuming just Kiss Cuddle. That's right. That's what I want.
Yes.
You took me out through the city. I know it well, but I like the view. Running from shadows, they get me. But you're the one that I hold on to. Three down and a bitch still drinking. Hold up, I feel it sinking. Oh, what was I thinking? Four down and a bitch still drinking. Wait, baby, even though you're leaving, I gotta let you know. If I was your girlfriend, I would never let you go. You got me dreaming, and now I'm wanting more. I'm sorry, but you can put your blame. Like jocks do, but no GF, no fun stacks. Need to sort my shit out ASAP. I know I can be such a drag. You deserve so much better than that. If I was your girlfriend,
hey, there's a bit of air on the end of this track.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's why we're actual live DJs living in this very moment. That was off the 2 days comp. That was off part one. We are mostly dipping into part two, but we're switching back and forth. It's a strong list of New Zealand artists. There's Koizilla, Dictaphone Blues in there. Old mate Leonard John. You know Leonard from the news.
Oh, Leonard Powell.
Right on. Oh No No. Man, they're fucking good. Max Pepsi. Never heard of Max Pepsi, but I'm interested.
That's a secret. We've got a few people under fake names.
Oh, you mother trucker. Okay.
And heaps more to come. Like, we've got a Joel Mulholland track, which is awesome, coming in the next couple of weeks. We've got next week has actually got a lot of BFM favourites. We've got Green Grove, Louisa Nicklin's got a track coming through, and Mulholland, and yeah, there's a whole, it's crazy the people we got on here.
Perfect.
Now Koizilla from Wellington are the next
from
pick.
Dunedin.
Oh, from Dunedin.
They're very Dunedin.
Oh wow. Excuse my ignorance.
That's okay.
Do you know anything about this song? In a month or two?
I know that they made this in their flat because they actually went into lockdown altogether. One of the rare bands, which is why I could get them in there. That's why I'm very, really happy to have them, because it is nice to have that band vibe in it as well. And I've been big fans of theirs ever since I saw them in bands many, many years ago when I was in Dunedin. They've always been around the scene and smashing it out, and Koizilla is just another version of that smashing.
They just released a ripping record as well, so they've been busy, busy, busy.
They do not fuck around, that is for sure.
That's what we like to hear. This is In a Month or Two, but it was made in 2 days.
We'll be right back.
That's Khoizilla in a month or two. Fair to say, Isaac, that that would be the sort of the most work that someone's done. Like to get it, to record a band, I mean, you would know. It's quite an undertaking to make the acoustic drums sound good, you know, record the guitars, all that stuff. Especially in 2 days. That's impressive. If you're there, Isaac. Are you there? Maybe John could agree with me.
Yes, certainly. Seems like quite a lot of work. Not that I would know because I haven't recorded a band before. Or been in a band, but yes, it makes sense. Isaac, do you agree with us?
I can hear him, like, fidgeting around. Isaac, are you there? Hey, bro.
Am I on mute?
Nah, man, we can hear you just fine. You were earlier right. When that Khoizilla track
very,
was playing.
Very, very good. I see that it's very nice that Johnny agrees with you when you tell him to agree. And
I've got to ask. I do have to ask.
I also agree with both of you without any control over me as well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what's up next for 2 days? Obviously, there's another two parts to be released over New Zealand Music Month. Is anything else going to happen? Are you going to put on a show or anything like that? And then in the future?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there were certain plans in place before the pandemic, obviously. Mm. So this is a kind of changed version of what we got, but I'm pretty happy with it. So I think maybe at the end of the year, potentially, if not anything this year, then next year around when it rolls around, that'll be the time we get to see all the plans we had in place, potentially with a bit more backing behind it as well.
So just once again for the listeners, how many records, how many parts is this going to be? Potentially four parts, so like a total of like 40 so something songs or something?
Yeah, there's 34 songs coming out each week, every Wednesday across May.
Strong.
Mm.
Potentially
yeah,
some of
really
the songs
good.
Not even recorded yet, or has all the recording been done in that one?
They all did it in the same weekend, which is really cool. So I got to sit on down in my lounge on Sunday evening at around 5 o'clock and listen to 34 brand new songs from some of my favorite artists, which is kind of the coolest part of all this for me, really.
That is cool. Very cool. Well done, bro. Way to kick it back up as well. I think you should just keep it annual. Maybe I remember you saying that I think the first one was kind of like quite an undertaking, but now you're probably getting quite good at this now.
Yeah, I've found ways to streamline it, and I probably wouldn't want to push it more than 34 artists just doing it myself.
That's heaps. That's heaps anyway.
but I think it's really, if there's anything that I'd like it to kind of show people is that like it really doesn't take much to show some incredible art and incredible music in New Zealand, you know? Really just people need someone to send a few emails for them and they'll create the kind of quality that we've been listening to all night. So that's right. Awesome.
Exactly. Now, speaking of quality, we've got Sulfate up next.
Mm. I think this was the first song that was finished and arrived in my email. I think Peter was the first one done. And I'm a big fan of his for a long time, and obviously Wax Chattels, they're actually one of my favorite live bands I've ever seen, so it was a real pleasure when he said he could spend the weekend making some new music.
Absolutely. I'm predicting a drone-y low-down keyboard situation. Would I be correct?
Ooh. You know, you're just going to have to wait and see, mate.
Hey, and actually on that note, we will wait and see what else is coming by way of 2 days, part 3 and 4 on the horizon, potentially.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Some good shit. Definitely tune in.
Easy peasy. Hey, Isaac, thanks so much, mate. And you know, congratulations on your mahi. It's obviously a beautiful thing that you're doing. Well done.
You know, it's thank you for having me and sharing it. It's actually the best part for me. It's just being a part of so many great musicians' new music, you know, like that's extremely humbling. So I'm very, very glad that they all got involved, and all credit to them, and it was a good win, boys.
we got it over the line. Music was the winner on the day. Now, perfect. Well done. Have a good evening, bro. Take it easy.
See you later. You too.
This is Sulfate with Slush. We'll be right back.
distant. Big spitting sounds I hear. Your voice in my ear. Slush. Slush. Slush.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.